Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records reveal that each and every rapper that's coming up getting put on. We need a new platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, grabbing your shadow to call. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we be revived, our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rizzers, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's usually a some light dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so I mean, sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. This is a murder mask.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. This is episode 637, Murder Master Music Show. We got a return guest tonight. This is hands down one of the dopest female MCs of all time. You know, if anybody knows what it's like to be a female MC in the rap game, you gotta give it up to our guest because she's part of a group with three other males. I'm talking about Sugar T of the Click. She's here tonight, and you know we're gonna speak about you know how some people feel about female MCs in the rap game, and definitely want to get her response. Sugar T, how you doing? Welcome back to the show.
I'm cool. I'm good. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always an honor. And, you know, first and foremost, you know, your talent has always been, you know, saying second to none. I believe you're one of the females leading the way. Right now, you know, a lot of guys are talking some shit, Jermaine Dupri being one of them, and basically said, female rappers are pretty much just strippers. Man, what were your thoughts when you heard his comments? And it's kind of ironic because one of his biggest acts is a female rapper, The Brat.
Right. Well, you know, I was in full agreement with him because I don't think he's talking about the female rappers of yesterday. He's not talking about us. He's talking about the new league of female rappers. So, unfortunately, I have to agree with him because, you know, based on what I've seen recently that's pushed in front of the game of hip-hop and that is taking precedence for some odd reason and taking credibility of the founders and the queen's status of hip-hop has been some of the newer females. And it does seem like everybody is following it. They're trying to all follow that same trend. And pretty much when you see stuff on social media and information that's presented in the different digital vehicles, it seems like that's all they talk about is stripping, sex, money, alcohol, drugs, and violence. And that's it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of crazy. You know, a lot of the women rappers nowadays maybe might be portraying that, just like how a lot of the male rappers are portraying a drug and death culture, talking about popping pills and mollies and things of that nature. But, you know, artists like yourself and so many others have proved, you know what I'm saying, that you guys have contributed so much to hip-hop over the years. Without some of you guys, I don't think the game would be the same.
I totally agree, and it's interesting. I was surprised that someone actually stood up and said something about it. I was, and what better person to me to say something but Jermaine Dupri. Jermaine Dupri is one of the first generals of the game. He has hits, bangers, and just like you said, he represents the Brat, you know, and he knows good talent. The Brat has been great talent, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, back in the day, we as females who don't get as much credibility because of what the younger generation of females in hip-hop have been willing to do in front of the camera, as well as, you know, them being age-appropriate, you know, if that's all that they know and that's all they want to talk about. Unfortunately, you know, that's how they get down and that's their thing. But unfortunately, some of us have been around a little bit longer. We have more to talk about than sex, money, alcohol, and drugs. And we have visited some of the areas to a certain extent that a lot of the newer females have visited. But that's not all we talk about. You know what I mean? So it just becomes redundant when you hear the same thing and then everybody following the same message, all the newer females trying to do the same thing. Everybody ready to get naked. Everybody want to go get fake butts. Everybody want to go get fake breasts. Everybody want to be cool, and a whole nother element of what, you know, hip-hop was from the beginning, because originally hip-hop was talked about more than just sex, money, alcohol, and drugs and stripping, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So unfortunately, you know, I think it's definitely off balance, because that ain't all I want to hear, and it's definitely not all I want my grandkids to hear. And it's definitely not all, I won't, as a Black woman, this ain't all I represent, you know what I mean? I've got education, I have degrees, I have businesses, I've raised children, generations, and I still rock like I'm 25 and look like I'm 25, but I'm not just to just be stuck on talking about stripping all the time, you know, and what my butt look like, and what, you know, and what my kitty cat look like, and, you know, just all this extra stuff that seems to be the going conversation in the newer generation. You know what I mean?
And you know, it's a shame because there's so many talented female MCs that get overlooked. It's like right now they're pushing trends before talent.
I totally agree. Exactly. They push, and it's so sad, and it's so unfair, because I'm really trying to find out who's behind this stuff, like, honestly, because for people to keep deeming the relevance, you know, being... who's making the shots of who's relevant and who's not? That's what I want to know. And the reason why is because if they are considering the new talent relevant, then someone's missing and skipping a beat. Not saying that they're not meaningful and that they don't add to the culture, you know, but the majority of these talent, they're doing exactly what we did 30 years ago. So they're not doing anything new. The only difference is that they're saying the same message over and over and over, and they're able to use digital media to reach people quicker and faster and develop a brand before they have to actually show up through psychological sales, you know, sales behavior through analytics and people actually targeting who they're trying to reach. So it's a whole nother mechanism of how they're building it, you know what I mean, the brands of these newer talents. And there's nothing wrong with that, but my only problem is that you have to give credit where credit is due. They need to be respectful to the elders of the game, and those who are in front of the scenes and behind the scenes. Someone like Jermaine Dupri that stood up and said something about the presence of the newer, because he's definitely not talking about the older generation, you know what I'm saying, of females. He's not talking about us. I get it. And I was, like, super proud of him, because the things that are going on today within the society and our communities with our youth, you know, around the era of hip-hop in general, it's so unfair and off balance. You know, it's almost like they're trying to make the older generation, excuse me, let me say mature, because sometimes when people hear older, they just assume that, you know, we old and played out, you know what I mean? And which is totally absurd and ignorant, you know, to those who don't do their research and those who actually believe that. But the more mature females like ourselves that have more than just sitting in front of a screen to do, and we are being unfairly assessed, and they automatically want us to get mature and commercialize ourselves and get on out the way. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that's a problem. I'm not getting out the way because they need a fight, you know. People
and
need to
put
up a fight.
And you shouldn't have to. You're right, mm-hmm. you're right. And the same thing, you know, mm-hmm. not to cut you off, Sugar, but the same thing happened
sure.
with the DJs, too. The same thing mm-hmm. happened with the DJs. They got rid of the DJs, and they got rid of the art. I mean, it's like they're stripping away the foundation of hip-hop and kind of making
mm-hmm.
a mockery out of it. And it shouldn't
be
that way.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I totally agree. Totally. And it's so unfair, but I love, and it's like, to be honest with you, it's not them making a mockery. We're making a mockery out of ourselves. They're just willing to put it in front, you know, for us who are willing to do that. But us who are not willing to do that, you know, the politics get heavier, you know, because they're willing to say, okay, well, these, we can't just basically pimp these ones out. You know what I mean? Because these got boundaries. They're not here, you know, falling into the lap of, you know, the political things that they want you to do, whatever that could be. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, people like myself, us mature ones, you know, we have other things to do too. So our goal is not to hang out, smoke weed, get high, kick it, stay in front of the camera all the time, run from house to house, party to party. You know what I mean? We have businesses to run. We have, you know, generations to raise and enjoy. We have other skills and admirations to go along with the hip-hop piece. In which, you know, and I know, rapping is a second nature to some of us. I could put the best of them on their back. You get what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
It's easy to add the mockery.
You got to be good, like I said in the beginning of the show, to be the only female member of a group of four, you know, where all the others are male. You know, you got to hold your own. And you obviously have done that phenomenally. You know, so my hat's off
for sure. Thank you. And I'm working on my 20th album. You know what I mean?
20,
which is
wow.
The
congratulations.
20th soundtrack. Thank you. And it's a soundtrack, you know, and it's based off the inspiration of my 30-year run in the game. Just being open and transparent with those who know me and those who don't know me, just sharing my profile, which is basically, you know, what I experienced with the good, the bad, and the ugly. And being open to putting a variety of genres on this music soundtrack, which is, I'm happy to know that Jermaine Dupri is holding up his standard and he ain't scared to talk about it.
The name of the project is called Work It, right?
It's called Work It. The single is called Work. It's called Work It. You can go to YouTube and get a sneak preview at Sugar T Official and also follow me at Sugar-T. It will soon be released, and it's now up for ads with radio and DJs and playing and setting up for a national presence. And we're on tour, so moving around a little bit.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. Did you pay attention and hear the recent comments Lord Jamar, Brand Nubian made about female rappers too as well? Have you been hearing
all that?
I didn't.
Not that. I heard a
he
little bit piece of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does a podcast with a female rapper. I forget her name. But they were talking about it, and he says, I don't fuck with female rappers. He says, the same reason I don't fuck with female rappers is the same reason I don't fuck with white rappers and whack rappers. I can't resonate with what women are talking about. I mean, that. How does that make you feel, being a talented artist, you know? You got people like that that don't want to listen to you basically just because you're female.
Well, I don't know. Did he distinguish whether he was saying females today or females, you know what I mean, in general?
I know. I think he said... I think he said Rod Digga. That's his co-host, Rod Digga. I think he said she was dope and Lauryn Hill was dope. I'm sure he probably did go into the same sentiments of what you were talking about, what Jermaine Dupri was talking about probably today. But I know it's been talked about. It's been on a lot of websites and stuff. And I know it made a few people a little upset, but, you know, I don't know what's going on with female rappers as far as, you know, why aren't they pushing the talent? You know, why don't they get behind you and artists, you know what I'm saying, similar to yourself? Marvelous, for example, another phenomenal West Coast veteran artist. You know, why not get behind her?
Yeah, but you know, it's a lot of politics.
I guess
you know,
you know, mm-hmm. he don't like female rappers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he, you know, doesn't listen to, you know, the older stuff or not. But you know.
Yeah, I'd like to know. I'm gonna do a little bit more investigating. I heard a little tidbit, but I always feel when they're saying that, automatically that they're talking about the newer artists. Because the newer artist is talking about the same thing. It's like, come on, y'all. It's more to talk about than just stripping, sex, money, alcohol, and drugs, and scratching somebody's eyeballs out. You know what I'm saying? And pimping a dude out. I mean, can we do something else?
Well, yeah, exactly.
I mean, how?
You
know,
there's,
so
there's
I'm trying to get it to a
whole
certain
world
point.
Of problems right now. You know,
man, it's so much.
People going through. There's so much to talk about. So I mean, I feel you. What you're saying. People need to, you know, broaden the horizon on the substance. You know,
yeah, because I mean, it's annoying to me. I could barely listen to, honestly, I can barely listen to some of the females. I mean, the newer females, I gotta, sometimes they catch me in the beat. I can hear the beat because I still got that mash in me. You know, I want to smash a little bit. But then I get caught back up and, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm just listening to this. Okay, I'm dancing to it. I'm having fun. So I think it's just a mindset of what you're listening to it for. You know what I mean? Some of it is so repetitive, you just end up liking it. I kind of laughed because there's a female artist group that came out recently by the name of, what is the girl name? City Girls. So I'm curious to know, are they going to give them the full credit of that style that they have? Because they totally sound like JJ Fad to me. They sound just
they're
like
they're redoing
the
JJ Fad. That's what,
yeah. All day long.
Crazy. Well,
yeah,
that's like
so
a,
I wonder if
Ego sounding like Bone or trying to sound like 3-6 Mafia, you know,
right.
Do they give guys credit or not, you know? They should.
Exactly.
I mean, you gave credit to artists before you, didn't you, when you were coming up?
Yeah, I did. Well, it really wasn't a lot. I did. We weren't copying off of each other. We had our own authenticity. You know what I mean? Me, Roxanne Shante, you know, Sparky D, all of us first generation, Queen Latifah, Yo-Yo Rage, we all had our own styles. And we wasn't interested in sounding like each other. You know what I mean? Foxy Brown, all of us were different. And so everybody stood their own ground. But today, it seems like they're all trying to sound like each other. And then when they do come out with someone that sounds like the first generation, they don't give the credibility to us, like they're rooting to put us down. You know, they're rooting to get rid of the OGs, the generals, the elders of the game. And it's only done in hip-hop, which is so sickening. And I blame it on the older generation of the males, to be honest with you. The elders, the male elders, they don't have any support for us. They don't have a life jacket for us. All that comes along with their own issues, they don't look at, okay, let me just focus in on what makes sense to the game. They more so focus on what makes sense to their ego or their issue or their challenges within their own environment. And there's so many different things that can come along with that. Yeah, some artists that have wives that the wives don't like the girls around. So therefore, all of a sudden, that female that was in front of the game, now there goes her career. You get what I'm saying? Then you have some of the, you know what I mean? You have some of the other guys that, you know, they probably used to kick it with the girl that they put out. But then, you know, they get a real girl, you know what I mean? And next thing you know, they're like, okay, they start slowing down on that piece. Then you got some, you know what I mean? You got some hurry up and wait. Okay, wait on me because it's me first. I'm the man and you're the woman. You need to sit down and go wash dishes while I figure out what I'm going to do and keep myself alive, and then you sit on the shelf. You know what I mean? Then you got some that's controlling, you know, and if you don't walk the way they want you to move or sneeze how they want you to sneeze or, you know what I mean, kiss their butt or do whatever they want you to do based on their own issues, then now you get left by the wayside. But if they don't know the machine, if the female doesn't know the machine, then, you know, it's harder for her to get back on her feet and get in front of the game. You know, and us that do know the machine, sometimes we got to deal with the politics of the stereotypes and the things that come along with that. So it's really hard for females in this game.
Yeah, and it's, you're right, the politics. And the ego, you know, is ridiculous. You know, you got a lot of rappers that, you know, they won't even get on a song with a woman just because, you know, and that's stupid. Shouldn't be that way. Let's give him some. Let's give him some dope music, Sugar T. Let's give him this Work It track. Why don't you intro this for us, and then we'll come back and chop it up a little bit more.
Yes, yes, y'all. It's your girl Sugar T in the place to be. You know what it do? Sprinkle me. I'm about to hit y'all with a hit, a banger off my new soundtrack to the new Your Perfume book, A Woman's Guide to Help Her Navigate Through Challenging Times and Discover a New Sense of Success. Work, W-O-R-K, the new soundtrack by Meek Sugar T. Let's do it.
Turn up, get the bag. Keep it 100, put them haters on their back. Show them haters what it is. Push it over time. Put your money where your mouth is.
Work it.
All work, no play.
Hey.
All day, every day.
Get the bag, get paid.
Hustle up.
Turn up, get the bag. Keep it 100. Put them haters on their back. Poppin' day one, a showstopper. I ain't a little girl, so you can call me Big Mama. If your dude hold it down, you should call him Big Papa. I'm just out here trying to function, bruh, trying to hit the ladder. Work it, it don't matter how you do. All gas, no brakes, just don't let it work. You get the bag, handle it. Show them haters what it is. Push it over time, put your money where your mouth is. You can work while you do your business. Work what you got until you get it. Work it. All work, no play. This away, that away, all gas, no break.
Work it.
Handle it. Show them haters what it is. Push it over time. Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, everybody need a little sugar, honey. I'm back on this shift for
get
some new money.
See, I'm cut from a cloth of gorillas to give money. All gas, no brakes, no shade, down and dirty. Everybody need a little sugar, honey. See, I'm back on this shit for some new money. Work it, humble business, real. Lady hustler, trying to buy some land on the hill. If you ain't fit it, fall back, don't even bother. I ain't with the mess, cause my mind on the dollar. Get it done. Pay them bills, close the deal. Keep your mac and crack and turn up, keep it real. Work it, it don't matter how you do.
Push a hard line, just don't let it work you.
Get it in, get it done, get it funny. My auntie baby told me,
girl, get that money.
Can't be no lacking in your macking. You can make it happen, we can get it cracking.
Work it,
handle it, show them haters what it is. Push it over time, put your money where your mouth is.
Work it.
Turn up, get the bag. Keep it 100, put them haters on their back.
Hustle up.
Handle it, show them haters what it is. Push it over time, put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, everybody need a little sugar, honey. I'm back on this shift for some new money.
Hustle up, get it in. Show them haters what it is.
Work it.
Turn up, get the bag. Keep it 100, put them haters on their back.
Hustle up, get it in. Show them haters what it is.
Turn up, get the bag. Keep it 100, put them haters on their back.
Get the bag. Work it.
All gas, no brakes.
Work it. Handle it. Show them haters what it is. Push it over time. Put your money where your mouth is.
Work it. Work it.
All gas, no brakes.
Turn up, get the bag. Keep it
running. I'm back on this shift for some new money.
Yeah, it's Sugar T right there. You got to support this project. Work it. When's it dropping, Sugar T?
Everybody need a little sugar, honey. I'm back on this shift for some new money. It'll be dropping in 3 weeks.
By the end of this month.
Yes, sir.
Coming up real soon. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah, this is amazing. 30 years in the game. Congratulations on your longevity. You know, what keeps you going, and can you reflect on some of your greatest memories over the last 30 years?
Well, thank you. What keeps me going is, there's a few different things, but I'll try to narrow it down. What really keeps me going, first of all, is purpose. Having a purpose-driven mindset, it drives me to the understanding of always doing something based on reasoning and purpose. Secondly, doubt. People constantly doubting me. It makes me say, okay, I'm about to get another degree, or I'm about to go and build another business, or I'm about to do another product line, or I'm about to stay cute, stay in the gym, working out, you know, so when they see me, I'm going to show up and show out. You know what I'm saying? And the third thing that keeps me going is fighting for other people, because it's a lot of people out there that's just like me. So therefore, you know, sometimes when you got somebody that's willing to talk about it and to stay in front of the game and not afraid, sometimes it just gives other people permission to talk about it, or it confirms their thoughts and it frees them. So those are the three things that keep me motivated that I could think of quickly. And as far as the great times in this business is really just being able, honestly, to change lives. I love helping people change their life and support them through transition and challenges. And I love to be a vision partner to help people reach their vision, because so many people leave you in the cold and the dust and they can't really relate, or they don't take the time to try to figure it out and provide support or any type of encouragement to people or any type of direction. And with life, you know, most people don't know what they don't know, and most people have not been exposed to certain things that I've been blessed to be exposed to and gifted to be able to implement. So I try to share that with the right people, and that's what keeps me going. Every moment just like that.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. That's real positive, too. You know, ever think of, I imagine you do in your regular life, but do you ever think of, like, mentoring some of these younger rappers and getting them on the right path and maybe, you know, getting them away from making that bullshit music and maybe making more substance?
You know what? I just started this new project, and I'm adding an element that's a new artist platform, and I'm going to see how it's going to work out to reach that group. And yes, and I do not necessarily mentor rappers. Mentoring, it just takes so much work. I provide coaching and development services, and I put people on programs because I believe investing. People need to invest in themselves like I have and like many of us, yourself and many others. So I have coaching programs. So I do selectively bring people through my coaching programs, one-on-one coaching, or I provide scholarships through my online school, and I will sponsor people and give them, you know, tools to win. So it can go anywhere from a well and wellness course, those who are transforming through trauma and transition, through a Be About It business entrepreneurship empowerment course called Boss Up, Be About Your Business, or through music world, you know, how to write a hit song. So, you know, so I do give out scholarships through my school, which is called the Sprinkleman School of Music Online, Sprinkleman School of Music and Vision. And anybody that's interested, they can go to sugar-t.net and request one if they're interested. And that's my give back. And I also teach and share and do motivational speaking as well as training And every opportunity that I can, you know, to give somebody some direction and adjust them through my coaching programs and different phases and segments of it. So if anyone is interested in that, they can always contact my phone number, which is 888-436-0574. That's my corporate number, and it'll get them to the right place. Again, 888-436-0574. They can also follow me at Sugar-T. They can inbox and request their interest to get into coaching. I believe in building the whole person, not just, you know, artistry. I think we need much more than just music, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
As a people and as a society today. So I like to transform from the inside out, as well as build and expand their gifts and brand. And that's my gift back through my coaching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. You can't do nothing but respect that. Salute to you. Before we do get out of here, Sugar T, I want to give you the floor again, but I want to bring on the homie Sin from France. I know he's got a question for you. Sin, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Sugar T, little Larry.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. I got a question, yes, about your song, Rockin' and Clockin', first on our first album. It's all good. It's a dope song. It's basic. Can you tell us about this one?
Wow. You have a question about it?
Yeah.
I'm rocking.
Yeah, can you tell us about it?
What's your question, dear?
well, about the song, about the Babe Up song, and the...
How did you come up with the song, basically?
Oh, yeah. How did I come up with the song? You know what? I came up with it just based on this conversation that we just had. People that are constantly doubting you. You know, we always have our doubters around us, and most of them are the people close to us or the people that seem more familiar with us. And so at that time, you know, I was dealing with that type of a surrounding at some capacity, and I just wrote about it.
Yes. You got also a song with a clip, with a Virgin Truth Man. It was scandalous. And how it was to work with Virgin Truth Man.
Oh, with Roger Troutman.
Oh,
yeah.
Roger, yeah. It was awesome, and it was definitely a total blessing to work with him. We actually stayed at his house, and he has an area called Troutwood. So in Troutwood, Troutwood was a beautiful area in Ohio that they named, a neighborhood that they actually named after Roger. And we stayed there for about a week and a half to produce that track, and we also toured with him for about a year and a half. And it was just an honor and a blessing to rock stages with him, you know, for that long, and to really just see how loved he was, and, you know, for him to help share his background with us, his audience with us, because he helped build our brand.
Hey, cool.
That's history right there.
Do you
history,
remember? Yeah. Do you remember maybe one of the first Vallejo group back the day before your group or before you? Do you remember the earliest, maybe the first group in Vallejo?
The first group in Vallejo?
Hip-hop.
It's got to be the Click, or was there something before y'all?
Yeah.
In Vallejo, so let me see. The first group in Vallejo, I almost think it was probably definitely one of us. It was, gosh, you know, it was In Too Deep. They was in the same era as us, from Vallejo. It was Mac Maul. It was, his name was Mike, what was his last name? But he's no longer with us anymore. Then we had others like Ray Love, but he's not from Vallejo, but he's part of the Vallejo clique. And then eventually following us came Matt Dre. So those were kind of the Vallejo artists at that time in our era. And then it was other artists that were not hip-hop artists that were also out and trying to build the scene, like Sound Bostic and two other ones.
Mike Mosley, yeah.
Mike Mosley. He wasn't an artist, though, but he was on the scene as well.
One pioneer of the Bay was also the Mac. One pioneer of the Bay was also the Mac. Back in the day, in the 80s.
You say what? I'm sorry.
Oh, it was a Bay Area rapper pioneer. It was the Mac.
The
rapper
Mac.
Back in the day on the Bay. Yeah.
The Mac. Okay.
Oh, who
yes,
was
sir.
The Mac?
Back
yes,
in the 80s, right?
So, the Mac, yeah, that was back in the 80s. The Mac was around, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's from the 80s,
yes.
Yeah, yep. It was a lot of them. I just can't think of them off back. You know, it's such a blessing that other people appreciate history more than sometimes us. Because we move through so many different facets and have to keep this thing going all these years. You know, sometimes that's not the main thing that we focus on, but it's really great when people like you, you know, kind of bring us back to that, and you guys keep up and really respect that, because it's a blessing to still, you know, be around this long and to be appreciated, and for those who really honor and respect legend, you know what I mean, in history.
Well,
that says
they
a
love
lot about
you,
you.
All around the world. All around the world, they love you, Sugar Tiki. And keep doing your thing.
You.
And before we get out of here, though, I want to give you the floor, plug the album, and anything you got going, anything you want to say, it's all yours.
Well, I just, you know, whoever's listening, I hope you learned something from it, because that's what life is about, is learning and growing. Taking accountability and hopefully walking through purpose. And I am definitely excited about the opportunity to still be here and keep it pushing and then work it, you know, work with what you got till you get to what you're trying to get to. Remember to get my new album called Work. The single is called Work. The soundtrack is called Work It. Album number 20, over 30 years later, I'm still celebrating and still counting. And you can go online right now and buy my book, Your Perfume by Sugar T and Boss Up Baby by Sugar T. Those are two great books. One is A Woman Empowerment, a guide to help her navigate through challenging times and reinvent her brand to discover her new scent of success. And the other one is a entrepreneurship empowerment book, just encouraging you and empowering you with tools and principles of entrepreneurship and making more money and lining up with purpose through entrepreneurship and replacing barriers. You can follow me at Sugar-T, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and follow my Sugar-T official YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Sugar-T, and YouTube official, Sugar-T official at YouTube. My goodness. And any more information you'd like, just Google me. Go to my website, sugar-t.com, and it'll get you everywhere you need to be throughout my enterprise.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you so much for taking the time out. This, and we're going to get out of here with, we got this, another new track called Woman Diamond. Why don't you explain this as we leave?
Yes, woman who dresses to impress, breeded to finesse. Now who rocks the best? Lottie Sadie, who rocks the party? It gotta be a woman, and she don't bother nobody. So the woman diamond is the diamond in the woman that is strong, that transitions. And this is a song I made that empowers the woman and reminds the male of how important the woman is. As we are strong together, but strong to build our men, for our men and the woman to build the youth and the men, the women, and the youth can build the community. And the community, man and woman, can live in economic empowerment, good health and wellness, and love. That's my dream. Woman Diamond, pick it up, know about it, and see the full video on Sugar Tea Official YouTube.
Who rocks the party? It gotta be a woman and she don't bother nobody. She's raw, claw, she's greatest in the NA. You better come correct, let's get it straight. Out the gate, bomb, she's back, the girl is all that. Holler at your girl if you wanna make it crack. A woman who dresses to impress, read it to finesse. Now, who rocks the best? A chick who stays on hit, keeps a blinged out crib and knows how to make it happen. A lady, the rib who's supposed to give. Gang to a youngin and you'll always see her coming. Bringing life for real, never had a degree, but knows how to close the deal. Super bad, holding it down, the survival of the fittest, that she earned a crown. A Mac machine, earned the stripes, but talking ain't a thing. She raps, dance, she sings, she's mean, she's hot, she plots, and she can't be stopped. She's real, chill, dudes flip the bill. If it don't make money, then the conversation's kill. Crunk, hypey, A-list, wifey, not the average chick, don't believe me, try me. Bold, cold, could never get old, got a swagger off the chain, truth been told. She's cool, smooth, and never gon' quit. Will fall seven times, but a comeback lift. Light it up, hype it up, eat it up. Whoa. Bring her in the ring and she'll beat it up. Real talk, cash paid, keeps the stash, got it made. Blowing up like a grenade, come on. She failed the test. Magic, body build like Jessica Rabbit. A savage, works out to stay fit. She's green, conscious, making it make sense. No tolerance for foolishness. She focused, versatile like Hocus Pocus. Travel the pyramids like your highness. Take notice, princess royal. To her folks, she's loyal. Classy but sassy like my sugar water oil. Power, she's the lady of the hour. She wears a lot of hats, but she lives to empower. The total opposite of weak. She's a self-preserved, but to her husband, she's a freak. She's hood, diva related, making it work, congratulated.